2 Chronicles chapter 5. And all the artisanry which Solomon made for the house of the Lord was completed. And Solomon brought the holy articles of David his father, and he put the silver and the gold and all the equipment in the treasuries of the house of God. Then Solomon convened the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the leaders of the paternal families of the sons of Israel, in Jerusalem to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord from the city of David, which is Zion. So every headman of Israel was convened to the king at the festival time, that is, in the seventh month. So all the elders of Israel came, and the Levites carried the Ark. And they brought the Ark up, and the tent of contact, and all the holy equipment which was in the tent. And it was the Levite priests who brought it up. Then King Solomon, and the whole congregation of Israel which was assembled with him before the ark, sacrificed sheep and oxen, which could not be numbered and could not be counted for abundance. And the priests brought the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to its place, to the place of address of the house, to the Holy of Holies, under the wings of the cherubim. And the cherubim stretched out their wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubim covered the ark and its staves from above. And they extended the staves, such that the ends of the staves of the ark were visible in front of the place of address, but they were not visible outside. And it has been there up to this day. There was nothing in the ark except the 2 tablets which Moses put in it at Horeb, when the Lord made a covenant with the sons of Israel when they came out of Egypt. Then it came to pass, when the priests came out of the sanctuary, that all the priests who were present had sanctified themselves. They were not on duty according to their divisions. And the Levites who sang, all of Asaph's choirs, of Heman's, of Jeduthun's, and those of their sons and their brothers, clothed in byssus, with timbrels and lutes and harps, stood to the east of the altar, and with them were 120 priests blowing trumpets. And it came to pass, as the trumpeters and the singers were in unison in producing a harmonious sound, in praising and giving thanks to the Lord, and in raising their voice with trumpets and timbrels and musical instruments, and in praising the Lord that he is good, that his kindness is age-abiding, that the building, the house of the Lord, filled with a cloud. And the priests could not stand to serve because of the cloud, because the glory of the Lord filled the house of God.